This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg. It's a Sunday morning. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Sunday mornings. Getting started on this October the 6th. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning.
And a good morning to everybody in Douglasville.
All right now.
And hope you're doing well. It's a little cool right now, but it's going to warm up and be hot. And I wore the wrong shirt. I mean, I wore the right thing for leaving at 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
3:30.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, isn't that nice, man?
Yeah,
it's
man.
Nice.
Paying tribute to what we did here.
You know.
And then when we leave here, it'll feel like the Philippines outside.
No, it's not going to be that hot. You know, we ain't getting no 90-degree days, but it is going to warm up today. Yeah.
How you doing?
Okay, man.
I just want to and take a second, and for those of you that are still dealing with, because we got stories even in the sports world where this Helena is still causing issues up the East Coast. So those of you still here in the Atlanta area, in Georgia, that are, you know, putting the fans down still, or whatever you had to do to deal with the any sort of water damage or whatever this thing did to your house, your neighborhood, whatever, I'm right there with you. And because of that, I've been drying the house out in the basement out, and I was short with my man here a little bit yesterday because I'm just so frustrated because I want to get this. There is nothing worse in life.
You know, though, Greg, there's some folks that are dealing with some
stuff. Oh, that are worse than me. Infinitely worse than me.
Oh, yeah, now.
But what I was going to say is there is nothing worse to all of us when the everyday things, the dollar things, stop working.
Yeah.
You know, the stuff we take for granted. And you got to get down in there and get your knuckles dirty. I don't mind. I don't mind doing a little, you know, manual labor. I grew up on that. But it's tedious when you get older. When you're 15, you bounce back nicely.
Oh, yeah, nicely. But now you have to get down in places and hold your body in position.
Because you're trying to.
For a long period of time, you're like, okay, how much longer I got to do this?
I'm not trying to call nobody to come over and get some mold out of the house either, which a lot of other folks are doing too when it comes to water stuff.
Yep.
So I know that for those of you that I've talked to this week, that when I was like, hey, I can't talk right now. I'm moving the fan. I got the water from the dehumidifier pouring out. All of that stuff. I want to apologize to you and those of you out there that are still dealing with that. I'm feeling you. Anyway, having said that, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. 92.9thegame.com.
What a week this has been.
It has been, well, yeah. I don't know how to describe it, man.
Since we last spoke here on the air, the Falcons have won twice.
This is our last episode.
Falcons have won twice. The Braves are done.
Yeah.
I mean, all kind of stuff is happening. And to top it all off yesterday, Alabama lost to Vanderbilt.
Why you trying to hold back your laughter?
No,
you're supposed to laugh out loud
because,
with that one.
Because the Vanderbilt Commodores, and I hope he plays some Commodores music this month, just from time to time. They, you know what I mean?
Sunday morning.
That they Vanderbilt lost to Georgia State here 2-3 weeks ago. I can see people walking around Georgia State to be, bring on Bama. We want Bama. I can see the people at Georgia State walking around. I hope they don't say that. But I can see them saying that because we beat Vanderbilt. What's your problem?
Okay. Sam, I have appointment viewing right now. Every Saturday morning, I'm being honest with you. If I have the ability to, I'm watching game day, college game day. I think they have one of the best openings as far as how they do it. Putting that show together has got to be a logistical nightmare. But they've got it down to a science where they pay. This is Ringling Brothers, right? It travels. It's not like they got one studio where they come in and do it.
Yeah.
So this past week, the other day.
And ESPN actually does two versions because they do a version for the SEC Network.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they have a version of that show, not to the degree of game day, right. but they do a version just for the SEC Network too.
So Pat McAfee being on there, he's a great person for that. He doesn't mind going out and making a fool of himself or acting like a fool from time to time. Yeah. But I wasn't sure what Nick Saban was going to be like. I'm going to tell you what, that dude is exactly what you would think he would be, but because he's still teaching.
Oh yeah.
And he's still, he shows a little bit of humor once in a while, but he's still Nick Saban. But you can see he's fallen into the fold, which has been really cool to watch.
And another thing he has on a lot of the others is he's fresh off the field.
Exactly.
He's fresh off the field, and when he's talking about these teams, these big-time players, he knows them because he recruited them.
And he,
so that's the other part of it, right?
You're absolutely right. And the other thing about it is he's filling a void. Because he's not there anymore. He's not on the sidelines, but he gets to talk football. He gets to go to the stadiums. So for a lot of people, that transition can be a little tougher than others. ESPN has put him right there and said, listen, we're going to try and make you. And he gets to bring his wife with him.
Yeah.
The Miss Terry, she goes everywhere with him and all that.
Yeah.
But he called that game yesterday. He called, not literally, but they asked him. Obviously, they spent some time talking about last week's Georgia-Alabama game. And so they broke it all down and talked about a number of things. But the question was asked to Nick Saban, who would you rather be this week? Would you rather be the guy who lost that game or the guy who won that game? And he says, I'd rather be the guy who lost it. Because it'd be a lot easier for my team to come together and galvanize and fill the voids and realize what we needed to do last week. And they come together. And we kind of saw that.
Not just that, though. Also easy for him to have their attention. I always talk about Mike
Krzyzewski.
Mike Krzyzewski and how, his goal was always to win a national championship each year with Duke. But if they lost a game during the season, he's all right with it. Because when you come to practice on Monday, Jack, he's going to break them down and help him get them where he wants. So you're going to have their undivided attention. And so, I can understand exactly what
he called that and the way it played out. And the way Georgia went into that game and look at how they played. And then you look at what happened with Alabama. It was.
You can't diminish. And let's not take anything away from Vanderbilt. That's their Super Bowl.
Yeah, it is.
It's their Super Bowl. And they're a better Vanderbilt team, even though Georgia State beat them, they're a better Vanderbilt team than we're used to seeing. They are a better team. They start the season off by beating Virginia Tech and beating Alabama ain't the same thing. But you also got an offense and a quarterback who runs that offense extremely well. A transfer from New Mexico State, this guy, probably got no chance or limited, low chance of playing at the next level. But he's excellent for what they do. And that's the thing. They run even almost a little bit of triple option out there. And he completed more passes last night than he did against Georgia State, which you wonder, where's this great Alabama secondary? Georgia exposed some things with their defense in the second half of last week's game.
Yeah, they did.
Okay? And that's basically what that tells you. They exposed some things with Bama's defense in the second half. But in order to have that comeback and come back and take the lead, they exposed some things, and Vanderbilt was the beneficiary.
Well, we're going to get into more college football coming up in the next segment. Also talk about, some of the mighty have fallen yesterday, too. Some of the big teams that were supposed to make some noise. We're waiting to see what happens with Texas, but Tennessee got shown the door yesterday, too.
Yep, absolutely.
So we will talk all about that.
And you had the extremely long commute of Miami playing in Berkeley, California in a conference game.
Mm-hmm. Well, hey, we can't laugh here, right? We can't laugh here because We are the folks who sat on the field at Fulton County Stadium waiting for the Braves to find out if their divisional rivals, the Los Angeles Dodgers, won the West.
But I mean, the league mandated that when the Atlanta teams came in, they put them in the West because the East teams didn't want to give up their rivalries. This is something by choice.
Well,
this is something by choice.
It's also out of attrition, too.
You know what I mean? Yeah, but I mean, Miami Hurricanes, in the middle of the night last night, they won the game. They beat Cal Berkeley. But how far you had to go for a conference game. We've joked about that. And here it is. It is actually happening, you know.
They had Mario Cristobal on that show yesterday talking about he ain't scared of them. It was like I said, I really enjoyed watching that. Again, we're going to talk more college football coming. Hey, are we ready for it now?
What's that?
Our story of the week. We get to play a little bit of sound. Of the
it's time for Sam and Greg's story of the week.
Could be sports.
Grapefruit League activity.
Could be news.
Could be entertainment.
This is our first time on the VMAs.
It could be, well, anything.
You know what I'm saying?
Sam and Greg's story of the week on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Here's Sam and Greg.
You do? Okay, I'm calling an audible here because we were talking about that. Yeah. We're going to do it later on. But our story of the week, my story of the week, isn't really my story of the week, but I just figured I'd give it some shine right now. Atlanta United won, which means we got to hear a Mike Conti call. Take it away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Stolen by Hernandez. Cleared by Saba to Rios. Traps. Knocks it down to Marinchuk. Driven ahead to Tyler Wolf. Tyler is 1-0 the keeper. Walking into the box. Tyler Wolf shot. Score! Score!
Oh,
Yes.
You know when that favorite relative shows up at the front door, you ain't seen him in a year or so?
Yeah, right.
That's exactly what happened. We missed that. Come on in here, man. Sit down and have some food. We miss you, Mike, and that gold call.
2-1 Atlanta United over New York Red Bulls in their final home match of the regular season. They're keeping hope alive. Keep hope alive.
Keep hope alive.
They're keeping hope alive to get into a playoff spot. They have one more match. It's Orlando City coming up October 19th. Got to wait a while before they play that one. But 2-1, they went at home last night. And these guys are going to take us right down to the last week. But it's exciting stuff.
Mm-hmm. So that was my story of the week. while we got a rock there, do you have one? I mean, we have so many things that happened, though, this past week.
We do. And you know what? I think NASCAR and the fact that 2311 Racing is leading us to not sign on with the France family and go away things the way they've always been. And we may see some things, some legal stuff happening with this. And, you know, of course, that's the team that's co-owned by Michael Jordan and Denny Hamlin. And I'm curious to hear the conversation in the garage and in the stands might drown out the noise of the cars today at Talladega because it is really reverberating in a lot of people. But here's somebody who comes in and, you know NASCAR wants Jordan to be a part of what they're doing.
Right.
They love having his brand involved. He's got cars that do well at Talladega. Of course, Reddick won there early this year. Bubba Wallace has won there. So he could be one of his cars in Victory Lane later today. On this week when he is filing this suit and not signing this charter agreement with NASCAR.
And there's a word that's hanging out there that he used or his people used toward the France family and called them bullies.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Out loud.
Well, that's the way it's always been. But you've always talked about how the France family running the thing, that business model is going to eventually have to.
It's got to.
You know what I mean?
Who has, what family, what individual has run a league?
Well, you got UFC.
No, Dana, he sold that.
Okay, but I mean,
he gave up, but
that's what he was doing.
Well, he built it, yeah, for WWE.
Okay.
Okay, now is that entertainment or is that a real sports league?
That's entertainment.
I was going to say, she brought that up there like we're talking about.
Yeah. You say good morning, Miss Lady. That's all we want from you.
No, we want more from
good
her.
Good morning.
There we go.
We want more from her.
All right, now. But yeah, she's going to tell us that and not give us our good morning.
And I got bumped from a commercial, then I tripped and fell into another one.
Outstanding.
Yeah. It's just been a real interesting week.
Right.
I mean, for the first time ever, I had folks, multiple people wanting me.
Okay.
That ain't never happened before, Sam.
No, never.
Never.
You sure?
Never happened. And then I got, and this is on the heels of last week when I told you I got bumped by the duck. This has got nothing to do with the duck, but the duck bumped me last week.
Okay.
And but then two things happened this week. And so we're still waiting to find out about some other stuff. By the way, I'm teasing what's coming up in the casting call, but there are job opportunities out there.
Okay.
I got a pretty good list. I just loaded it up yesterday.
All right.
So that's going on.
Yes.
We got Russell Baxter. I would like to change his song. He's got an intro song. We keep it Supremes, but there's a reason why. And got an author. Coming up later on in the show.
Absolutely. Going to talk a little bit about college football from a perspective of someone who's been a media member, but also has an attachment to what's going on up in the western part of North Carolina as well. So we're going to get a chance to spend some time with Mike McMackin at 8 o'clock.
And our own guy, Miles Garrett. He was out at Sanford Stadium yesterday. He's going to join us.
It was homecoming.
Well, I hope he had fun.
It was homecoming over there.
Yeah. Hope he had fun, like I said. But Miles is going to come up in the 8 o'clock hour, and going to take some time and talk about these very famous voices that we lost last week. It is Sam and Greg getting started on this. Oh, and happy birthday to Jimmy Carter.
Yep.
Happy. Got something in common with Pops. Both hit that triple digits this 100. Year.
How about that?
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. But take us with you in the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, 6th day of October. I can't help it, man. Every time I hear Carole King or think of Carole King, I think of Aretha Franklin.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Right?
Her performance at the Kennedy Center Honors doing when they brought Carole King in or inducted her, and Aretha came out and sang her most popular song that Carole King, well, I won't say her second most, because Respect be number one, but Natural Woman, and that big mink coat, I think it was Obama that had her out there, but she took that mink coat off, and I think she slipped out of her shoes, and she just sang, brought the house down.
Yep.
Brought the house down. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Again, we're going to spend some time later on in the show talking about the folks we lost. I got a back and forth. I can't wait to play for you that I heard. It's not new, but it's I heard it this past week, and I gave it to Noel. I'm going to throw that out at you later on in the show. Also going to celebrate Atlanta United for the end of this hour, talking about their win. But college football from yesterday, man. Georgia did what it had to do.
Absolutely, and a lot of people were watching to see if there was going to be some leftover residue from last Saturday night at Tuscaloosa, and like we mentioned earlier, you know, Kirby Smart had his chance to break the team down this week and say, "Look, man, you it can happen to you. It can happen to you, even when you fight back, like they did in the second half to get the lead." It can still slip away from you, but we still got a lot of football to play. And right now it's wide open because, you know, now that Alabama has a conference loss, you know, but there's Texas out there like, mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Because
remember, y'all invited us to the party, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. y'all wanted us to come to your party, okay?
But
yeah.
That's okay. We ain't fighting for four positions. They're not fighting for four. They got a big group of people that are going to be in there this year. So long as you just, you know, keep your hands on the rudder and keep it going straight, you should be okay. Tennessee's now got a loss because it was supposed to be between, you know, after Georgia suffered what they suffered and Alabama's done what they did, well, maybe Texas and Tennessee would slip through.
Who else was in the top 10? Missouri.
They
just got obliterated by Texas A&M yesterday. So just one of those.
A minus Jumbo Fisher, Texas A&M, still.
Yeah, you know, hey, that's, you know, the money has been spent. Texas A&M folks ought to get something. You know, they spend a lot of money out there.
But ain't this, I mean, as whether you want to focus on the transition as far as the teams that are entering conferences and what they're doing this particular year and the wins and losses so far in the season, like, again, Minnesota taking out USC. I mean, did you?
Is this? I don't know.
They were ranked 11th.
I realized that.
I'm just saying, you just don't know. And Ole Miss, now they came back in South Carolina.
Yeah.
But that loss last week, people are still shaking their heads at. I just don't know.
Kentucky. And at home, too.
I just don't know. But let me ask you a question. And again, we break down all these games. And by the way, there was a folks ain't happy in my house.
Yeah.
It was a daily double yesterday.
Yep. Yeah.
Tigers. Not only that, we were supposed to go to some place between the games. She specifically told some folks that we were coming to an event. And they were gonna have it all day. She says, "We'll come after between these times," because it was between the Tigers game. And the Wolverines game.
Uh-oh.
And then we found out it was Friday night.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I was out of that, so I didn't get you. But she called and said, "Okay, what time? Where are you? Where y'all been?" That was last night. And yeah.
Woo.
Yeah, not good. We were busy that Friday night. Yeah, Jesse's cousin came over Friday night. He sat around. But no, Wolverines and the Tigers. So not a good day for Michigan.
No. And they have lost to the Washington Huskies last night. That was NBC's big national game last night. And,
so I want to
kind of a little payback, I guess, for the national championship game. But
yeah, no, yeah, not really. Only by laundry.
Right. Teams are different.
I want to ask you a question.
Uh-oh.
Because I think you're going to give me an answer that I think you were a part of, but I'm not sure. So yesterday I'm back and forth watching game day and doing stuff and messing with Jesse and cleaning up around the house and going down and moving the fan and checking carpets and seeing if things are still wet. All of that stuff I'm doing. Putting a lot of miles on the legs up and downstairs. And I see or I hear out of the back a piece that's being done about Georgia and Auburn and the time that Bo Jackson and Herschel Walker were on the field together.
Mm-hmm.
Which I didn't know. I was thinking, no, these two, they didn't play at the same time.
There are a lot of people, like we mentioned last week.
I just didn't think about that.
Mentioned last week about how Georgia was playing Alabama and how that's not a rivalry and that Herschel Walker never played against Alabama If he had stayed 4 years, he still wouldn't have played against Alabama, just the way the schedules are. But Georgia and Georgia and Auburn have been this longstanding rival, you know, that's played. You know, they originally played it the first time around the corner here. They played in Piedmont Park. That's how long ago they've been playing against each other. For years, they played the game in Columbus. That was kind of a midway point or whatnot, and then they, you know, got on the campuses and played it.
I got a question about that. You're talking about Georgia playing a game at Piedmont Park.
Yeah. Well, portable
stands?
That was a long time ago.
What are we talking, the 60s, the 50s? What are we talking about?
No, this was way back.
Pre-World War II?
Probably so, yeah.
Okay, that's different.
People are probably sitting on the – you can say how Piedmont Park is shaped. People probably put
– That's
a,
what I was wondering,
them,
how they did that logistically.
Put on one of those little hills there and just sat there and probably watched it, I guess.
Okay.
You know, the legend is that series started with a game, you know, they played in Piedmont Park.
Again, I'm just trying to figure out the stands and how you get folks in. I wouldn't want to go to Music Midtown trying to find a parking spot. And now you're talking about a football game in that place, but then I didn't realize it was pre-World War II.
Yeah, that's way back. They've been playing a long time. They've been playing a long, but, I mean, in this particular game you're talking about Georgia and Alabama and Georgia
and
Auburn.
And Bowen and Herschel.
It was the one time they were on the field together. And a lot of people think that maybe that happened a few times, but they only happened once. And we had a chance to be over there. I was working at WRBL in Columbus at the time, along with Jerry Karnes.
You know, Jerry Karnes. Shout out to Jerry Karnes. I heard that name in a minute.
Well, he recently retired from 11 Alive, but we chased each other around for a long time.
So you were at the game.
I was at the game.
With Bo and Herschel.
Yeah.
We need stories.
And the guy who really put together the game, had the best game, was Lionel James, the other running back for Auburn.
Okay.
Little train, as they call them.
Little train.
But I mean, it was the one time to see the two on the field, and you know, that was the excitement of it. People thought they might see it again. They didn't know what was coming up next for Herschel. That, you know, this was going to be his last season. He was going to go to USFL, and Bo was just coming on. You know, to see these two guys on the field and see them running, you know, back and forth, that was what the crowd wanted to see. Really came to see it at Auburn. It's my first time going to a game down there. And I'm sure there are 100,000 people that will say they were there, but the stadium don't hold 100,000 back then.
But my thing is, was Bo becoming Bo as he got to Auburn? In other words, you were there, obviously, to see Herschel. He was on his way
I was there to see Bo, too, because Bo was –
Well, that's my question. You as a reporter knew that, but I'm just saying the rank and file, did they know he was that person? Because I didn't follow him coming out of
his
high school.
His big deal with Bo is that he grew up right in the shadows of Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Bessemer, which is the flip side of Birmingham, which is almost – 2-3 X's away from Tuscaloosa, and somehow he ended up at Auburn. That was the big story. And, of course, he made the big play to score the touchdown to beat Alabama, and that was kind of the beginning of the end for Bear Bryant. You know,
Okay, wow. I'm piecing this together because, again, I wasn't –
If Bear Bryant had a guy that was right down the street and he ends up down at Auburn, you know, that's – Right.
And became what he did.
It became a deal, right?
Was it all football or was it baseball, too?
Baseball. I mean, he played both and I don't know what the deal was if he was going to get to play both.
Because remember, he said when he got to the pros, it was like, well, football's going to be a hobby.
Yeah.
So you figured that baseball was his first love.
Well, he played both. I mean, there's still a home run that he hit against Georgia that hit off a light tower out in dead away center field at Foley Field up at University of Georgia that people still talk about. That he did when he played baseball. So he did a lot of legendary stuff. But that was the big deal that Auburn got him, that Pat Dye got him to come. Pat Dye, who was a master recruiter. And you know what Pat Dye would do?
What's that?
He would go to the house and say, Mama, what you got? What you got in the pot back there? What you got? And he would make himself at home. You know, he would make himself at home when he went to people. And you had to know people who knew him growing up in Augusta. And knew that what the area of Augusta, the side of town that he and his brothers grew up on, it was tough. They didn't have a lot. And so he related to everybody, you know, when it came to recruiting players. Remember, he was on the staff. He's another former Bear Bryant coach who ended up being a head coach. You know, that's a long list of folks. And so that was the thing. He was recruited. And he had recruited, you know, all over the state. He got Bo to come to Auburn instead of going to Alabama.
Yeah, I was going to say that must have been news to to the point. But again, I'm still trying to wrap my mind around what this dude was and what he did. And again, I keep hearing Howie Long in the back of my head. And he was one of the people who made a comment and was just frustrated as can be that the NFL was going to let this kid come in there with the mentality of the NFL as a hobby. Remember that? Because he was playing with Kansas City,
yeah,
and they were trying to get him.
Who didn't like that.
Was the one I remember, because this is when Howie was at, you know, close to the peak of who he was.
Yeah.
But them old school guys were. And I remember the same thing with Bradshaw saying that about Elway when he came in.
Yeah.
And Elway was like, well, if I don't want to get traded by this guy. And Bradshaw had some stuff to say about that. But here's what I wanted to ask you about. When we talk about the great athletes of this sports in this country, there are those, this is historians, who talk about Jim Thorpe. But more recently, post-World War II, I think everybody lands on Bo as far as the best athlete. Then maybe you go to Dion, because we've seen them play a couple sports at a professional level. My thing is this, and we should be ashamed of this, because you know who we always leave out? Our friend, Brian Jordan.
True.
You know what I mean? And that's not right. And Brian Jordan has a kind of a tongue-in-cheek response to, you know, when people talk about that, he feels like he's the Rodney Dangerfield of two-sport athletes.
Yeah.
But we leave him out, man.
Well, we saw him do more at the professional level. I think we weren't paying attention to him at the collegiate level. I mean, Richmond, you know, at the time was a 1AA program, and so he maybe didn't get that kind of attention at the collegiate level. He certainly earned it at the professional level.
It's just we need
but I mean these are guys
acknowledge
who
be, Brian a little bit.
Oh,
more.
Absolutely. He's our guy. He's our two sport.
That's
guy.
What I mean.
You know that.
And I heard people saying, you know, another person who didn't do it but could have if he wanted to was Randy Moss, the athlete he was. That's, you know, just throw that out.
With him, we talk fishing.
That's true. He does like that. All right, Atlanta United got a win. We're going to celebrate it up next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and take us with you in the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Sam and I are arguing about music.
Well, what about this
before we
song,
even get on here?
This is the Commodores.
Okay.
In honor of the Commodore, you know they tore down the goalposts up there last night.
I saw it. It had a nasty bend there at the end.
You know what? Though they took it down Broadway. They paraded that thing about 2 miles all the way down to the river. And I mean, that was just what a big deal it was up in Nashville for them to beat Alabama last night. So we thought we'd play some Commodores since the Commodores did big things, and you know they didn't need Lionel Richie to get the win.
I could have swore he got there after a hit.
Oh man!
I could have swore he got there after. You know, they had a couple of hits before he got there.
But no, he was. The thing about this song, this was like the first really song that people heard from them, and nobody sang. It was just an all instrumental tune.
Okay.
Machine Gun.
Man, I'm right.
What?
He didn't get there right there at the beginning, Lionel, because we got the Commodores here. We got all these other and got some. Well, anyway, we'll talk about this another time.
Yeah, but did they have the Motown deal then?
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying the band didn't have Lionel at the beginning, and they had a hit without him because I remember Walter Orange, he was singing. And yeah, they got a picture of them boys, but that's okay. That's
yeah,
okay.
You there, man. I'm
they got
saying.
A bunch of brothers in this band. They had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
I was
6,
listening
7.
To something recently.
Yeah, that band was deep. The Commodores were deep.
There was a lot of them.
9, 10, 11, 12, 13,
really?
14.
No.
They got Tom Joyner listed here as a member of the Commodores.
Yeah, he always says that.
They got James Ingram.
Yeah,
I remember that.
Somebody could sing.
Shout out to the airport DJ.
Yeah, the hardest working man.
The traveling DJ.
That's him, dude.
I have something special for you.
Uh-oh.
That I'm going to play at the top of the 7 o'clock hour.
Oh, dear.
As we talk local.
Oh, my.
Right, Noel? We have something special for you. Yeah. So I was thinking of you. I couldn't wait to bring this in.
Oh, no.
Because you know what? We're having fun with these three-hour shows. We lost our Saturdays. We lost an hour on our Sundays when the Falcons are having a 1 o'clock kickoff. And the only reason we got three today, actually we have 3 and 15 minutes, because Aaron Rodgers and them Jets are doing that London deal. And you know how I feel about going on the road.
Yeah. But you know, we see the benefit. Eventually we're going to start seeing players from over there.
Get us some kickers. We'll be fine.
But no, we're going to see some folks playing some other positions.
I'll start with some kickers.
We can talk about people expanding. As someone we're going to talk about that we lost this week, talk about expanding a league into places where they hadn't been and then reaping a benefit with players coming in. We're talking about Dikembe Mutombo.
Well,
so I mean, that's
talking
that's,
about a number of things about him.
But I'm just saying, sports doing things in other countries in the name of it's not always about taking a franchise there. It's what you can extract from that.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
But anyway, we'll get into that later on. Take a deep breath.
Yeah.
It's been a minute. Since can we hear Mike Conti again? Is that, or do you have some other sound?
Both of them. You got both goals.
We'll just let her.
We got two of them.
Yeah.
Let's hear one.
This will be Moronchuk, who's 1-for-1 on penalties this year against Cornell, who's 0-for-5. Action at the goal to our left. Hands on hips for Moronchuk. He gets the whistle. Steps up to the ball. Strikes it. Score! To his left. Alexei beat him to the left side anyway. 15 minutes plus stoppage time to play for Atlanta to keep their season alive.
There we go. There we go. That was in the 75th minute. It was scoreless until the 75th minute. Alexei Moronchuk with the goal. His third goal since joining the club. And something that was big in front of the crowd last night. They had 43,000 plus, almost 45,000 for the final game, home game. And so Atlanta United with the win, they get that goal. And then in extra time, they got one from Tyler Wolf. Let's hear the Tyler Wolf goal.
Stolen by Hernandez. Cleared by Saba. To Rios. Traps. Knocks it down to Moronchuk. Driven ahead to Tyler Wolf. Tyler is 1-0 the keeper. Walking into the box. Tyler Wolf shot. Score! Score!
Outstanding.
Saw Mike this week. This week.
I saw him this week, too.
Yeah. That's our boy. That's just. Shout out to Mike.
Yeah.
For a number of different reasons.
Absolutely.
I said that he was a, you know what I called him this week?
Was that?
And I think from somebody who has done this, now you stepped into this, we both have been in media for decades.
Yeah.
You spent, in television, now you're in radio. I spent it all on the radio side. Well, did a little bit of TV. That dude is a great shepherd. Conti. In that we have had program directors.
Yeah.
We have had market managers,
yep,
who do things a certain kind of way. They have their flock, right?
Yes.
Some of them manage their flock better than others. Right? You see where I'm going?
Okay.
He does a great job.
Yes.
Along with, some of the other people that we had didn't do what he did, going out there and work with the Hawks, going out there and working with Atlanta United, going out there working with the Falcons, being a voice for those three teams, and still keeping all these egos around here in check. You know what I mean? Let's be honest. And so I told him this week, I was like, from my seat, 36,000 feet looking down at us and what you're doing, man, when there's no problem, everything's working well.
Yeah.
And they leave us alone. They like what we're doing. Everybody loves Noel.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm just telling you, man, we had a nice report card this week. We're having some fun in this 3-hour show. Sam and Greg Sports Radio 29 Game 9. So what does this mean, though?
Now they got to wait. They got to wait until the October 19th. That's kind of like this decision day. Still, they're still in playoff contention. They just got to handle their business in front of them, man. Go out and win. And you'd like for them to have won some of the matches that slipped away from them, or managed to have gotten 3 points in some of these draws that they've gotten recently. They needed to get 3 points in like one or two of those, and they'd be sitting in a better situation. But they are still there. They are still there with a chance. Still with a chance. And let's see what happens. It was great to see them get that win last night in front of the home crowd. And so that was always good to see. More shots on goal, shots on target. Atlanta had more shots, 6-2. More shots overall, 20-20-7. So, I mean, if you're getting more shots on. And that's the frustrating thing about this team, because there's some weeks when they were having trouble getting any shots at all.
Well, frustrating is absolutely the word to use, because that's what I was going to ask you about. When you look at where they are, what they've done, okay, so as you sit here and you said we got to wait, until the 19th to figure out what's going to happen next. But approaching the playoffs, can you draw akin to what we're watching with Atlanta United, much like the Braves, in that everything is done with, duct tape and barbed wire holding things together and the changes that have happened?
We got an interim coach.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot of question marks over this. You've had the person who basically orchestrated, choreographed this whole thing, Bocanegra, who broke camp with the team. So I mean, you have a lot of change that is going on within the organization and within the roster on the field. Yet here they are, still with a chance to get to the postseason. So I think that's the thing you admire about this team and what they are. But yeah, you can draw a bit of a parallel. The Braves thing was the injuries, and you know you shout out man to Brian Snitker for every
he
week.
He did a job this year.
You know what I mean? What do I have to deal with today? I mean, it wasn't one of those things where you came to come to work every day and you know what you got to work with. You coming in and you're like, okay, who's missing?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Who's missing?
You know what
yeah,
I mean?
No, you're
and
right.
That's just something that became an everyday reality. And, you know, glad the Braves made it to the playoffs. Would like to have seen them at least make it to the next round, but it didn't happen. And give the Padres credit. They threw a hot pitcher out there for the first game. Max Fried and what likely probably is his last, you know, pitching effort. That's not a good way to see him leave the town because he's been with the Braves. He's been rock solid, you know, with the Braves. But, you know, from all conversations and all indications, he's going to get his money somewhere else next year. So
when you think about who's coming back, though, this is an attractive landing spot for some free agents.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
So I'm not really worried
We saw that with Chris Sale, that was a little frightening. That once we make the playoffs, we found out he's not available.
He's not available, and hindsight being 2020, I'm cool with that. Let him get ready, and get him set for, you know, next year. But if you got Chris Sale here and you got the players, the everyday players coming back that you do.
You don't know when,
but they're coming back. They're going to be back.
You know, with Acuna and Strider, you don't know when. Yes, we do expect them back. We don't know if we're going to get them back opening day, you know, but we do expect them back.
You're going to get them back. You're going to get Austin Riley back. You're going to get a healthier Ozzy Albies. Again, there are components to this team that make it very attractive as far as who's out there. And you're going to become a free agent. And it may not be a name that you're thinking about right now. That kid in Pittsburgh this year, he surprised everybody coming out. Now, Pittsburgh didn't make the playoffs, but he was setting the world. Skews, is that his name? He set the world on fire this year. So you get somebody like that who gets an opportunity. And listen, I don't know of a team. They may be better players, but a combination of catchers that this team has can't be topped.
Are you going to keep both of them?
Well, you hope to. You hope to.
We're gonna see because you know you want a little more offensive output, you know, from one of them.
What's more important, the offense or knowing that they can handle a pitching staff in a way that's it just makes everybody comfortable. You got a catcher back there, but then you got a catcher that the pitching staff feels comfortable with.
Well, I was telling you, one was brought here basically for his defense, and you got a bonus. You know, the last year he was very productive offensively, and this year kind of didn't happen. So we'll see what happens as far as the catcher. I like the concept of the two-head monster behind the plate.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's great when it's working both defensively and offensively. That wasn't the case so much this season.
But here's the other thing, too. I think what you're talking about is a byproduct of not having those bats in the lineup that were there so they can pitch around. Matt Olson did have his year. He's sitting there at 29 home runs. Right? Shy of that nice little round number of saying another season of 30 home runs. Didn't get it. And I do believe that his early struggles are a part of that, but also the way he was pitched to second half of the season because they weren't scared of people around him. And then when Austin Riley went down, forget about it.
Yeah.
So how did we go from that to the Braves? We're talking Atlanta United, man.
Teams just trying to struggle their way to make it to the postseason.
All right. That's how we got there.
Yep.
Russell Baxter is going to join us. We're going to talk Falcons. We're going to talk NFL. That is coming up. Little special segment in the 7 o'clock hour about those we lost this past week and how they've affected just so many little facets of this country. Their voices, I should say.
Well, just their presence and what they did. Not so much their voices, but their actions and the way that
in some, they did. But some of the voices,
and the,
too.
And the way they did, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is all coming up. But I got something special for you that I heard this past week we're going to play as we come back and hand off the show to you to tell us what's going on locally. That is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And take us with you on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.